The President of the United States has the ongoing treaty obligation to protect tribes and their land from damage and encroachment. That's the argument made by the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Fort Belknap Indian Community in a federal courtroom in Great Falls, Montana on Thursday, September 12th. The tribes have sued President Donald Trump and other federal agencies for giving TC Energy, formerly TransCanada, a permit for the Keystone XL pipeline to cross the U.S.-Canada border into Montana. Wes Furlong of the Native American Rights Fund is one of several attorneys who were present at the hearing in front of Montana federal judge Brian Morris. Also present were Rodney Bordeaux, president of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, and Andy Work, Jr., president of the Fort Belknap Indian Community, along with those tribes' council members and representatives from Pine Ridge, Fort Peck, and other tribal nations. Furlong commented by phone after the hearing. He says this case is complex, digging into the history of treaties and what their intent was and still is.
Our arguments today, to a degree, that the tribes have stated a claim that is at least plausible, that the president has the obligation to uphold and enforce the treaties, and that he can be brought to court and held accountable if he doesn't do that.
In briefs filed with the court, attorneys from the Department of Justice and TC Energy hold that the president is immune from this lawsuit. Furlong says the tribes disagree.
Certainly not our position. On behalf of the president, these treaties were negotiated, and as the president of the United States, he has an obligation to uphold them, and so he certainly can be sued for violating the treaties.
Furlong says Judge Brian Morris will issue a ruling whether the tribes' claims are plausible. If the tribes prevail, the next step is to determine if the claims have merit. TC Energy and the Department of Justice have declined to comment on this case. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.